Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Subway.
Meanwhile, back in his D's.
It's the Hound, WFMU. We're back. Back to our Hades.
Alone together.
Our corpusless Hades. Hello, Il Brooch. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did you enjoy my vacation?
I enjoyed your vacation immensely. I'd forgotten what Saturdays were for.
Yeah. We had to cancel our special guest, Nick Toshis, until the 11th because we just couldn't get through 600 pages in a week back from vacation.
I'm still going through the photos.
Yeah. So you all have 2 weeks to read it. Go out and buy Dino, 600 pages. You got 2 weeks. You should be able to get through that. And then we'll be doing the Elvis-Dino connection.
And folks,
July 11th.
For your purchasing pleasure, Dino is in a completely spill-proof cover, as I discovered the other day.
Yeah.
And beer will not penetrate it if you get the sponge on it in time.
And
So buy two.
You have 3 weeks to get through the new issue of Kicks because Billy Miller will be here on the 18th doing the audio accompaniment to Kix magazine.
And you have 4 weeks to get Todd Abramson on the phone to find out why he hasn't booked your band at Maxwell's, because he'll be on after Billy.
Yeah, something like that. And what are we going to do for you today for your entertainment pleasure? Well, I'd like to thank everybody who showed up at the Hangover Hop number 6.
That was a howl.
And made it an incredible success. And especially everybody who brought me presents. And they're still coming in. Got a video in the mail today from a bikini girl.
Very nice.
And, you know, we've got all the usual trash that you miss so greatly, including a Hot Rod Request set and Blues Hangover, Hillbilly Hangover, and...
Anniversary Vibe Report.
Vibe Report and special announcements and morons in the news.
News
and
of the truly pathetic.
Let's
bad
we're
news
gonna
from all over.
Kick it off with a request item that's been sitting on my board for about 4 months. We're on hold in the Thunderbirds. The Donna label.
Can't deny yourself.
We'll be right back. this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
All right, good. Okay. Just make sure the guitar is predominant, you know, in the front. One, two, three, four. Do it again.
Yeah, right. Do it, Glenn. Really, just that one good one. Swinging, baby mine, four.
One, two, three, four. Oh, baby mine, all the time, how I love you, oh, yeah. Oh, baby mine, all the time, I wanna kiss you, oh, yeah. So put a close, cause you're the most, you're so sweet, you look so neat, you're real cool child. I like your style. You got that beat that looks so neat. So don't stop now, just show me how. Oh baby bye, oh yeah. So put a close, cause you're the most. You're so sweet, you look so neat. Yeah. Oh, baby mine, all the time, I wanna love you, oh yeah. Oh, baby mine, all the time, I wanna kiss you, oh yeah. So cut a close, cause you're the most, you're so sweet, you look so neat. You're real cool style, I like your style, you got that beat. That looks so neat. So don't want some now. Just show me how. Oh, baby mine. Oh, yeah. So don't look close. Cause you're the most. You're so sweet. You look so neat.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
But she'll be back. Gone away, but she'll be back. Be because I know she loves me, know she loves me. She's gone away, but she'll be back. Her kisses taste like cherry wine. She makes cold chills run down my spine. Because I know she loves me, know she loves me. She's gone away, but she'll be back. Well, she's my baby. We parted, I'm broken hearted, I want her, I love her, yes I do. But she'll be back. She's gone away, but she'll be back. Because I know she loves me, know she loves me. She's gone away, but she'll be back. 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 She's gone away, but she'll be back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Willie Egan, she's gone away, but she'll be back. So now I told one of the Miss Sally fans. Miss Sally's not feeling very well today.
Sorry to hear that.
Link Ray and the Rayman, Oh Baby Be Mine.
Oh Baby.
From that.
More Mambo action.
Weird new CD on Sony Music, as it's now called. Huey Smith and the Clowns, Just a Lonely Clown, by request. The Orbits, Queen Bee, and we open up with another request item, Ron Holden and his Thunderbirds, My Babe. And I guess we should go through a few renouncements.
What be they to renounce?
What there is in this big, entertaining city for you to do.
In this big, swelling, tumescent, entertaining town.
The Fleshtones over at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken. Bobby Womack is at Tramps. He rarely plays live, and good bet. Sleepy LaBeef. And Simon and the Bar Sinister is over at the Continental Divide tonight. Mm-hmm. And the A-Bones over at Brownies. It's actually the A-Bones Rock and Roll Review with special guest appearances by the great Gaylord, John Havorka. Didn't he no-show us on a hangover hop once?
Havorka? No, never.
Yeah, he was supposed to be at the Christmas hop and he didn't show.
What?
I think I'll kneecap him tonight. Vince Bernicevic and his electrifying bongos, and a special guest, rockabilly legend Johnny Powers. Johnny Powers recorded for Sun and Fortune. And now Norton.
Really?
What a loser.
Easy big guy.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll play some Johnny. We might even have him call in. We'll play some Johnny Powers later.
He's absolutely
one of the absolute classics, huh?
Yeah, I hadn't heard too much of his stuff till Billy gave me the tape to learn this junk, and he's really amazing.
We play him all the time on the show, not that you would have heard it then.
Well, yeah, because I'm busy reading Spin, right?
Yeah. He is an absolute one of the greats. I mean, most of these guys made one or two good records. He made like five or six.
Yeah, that long blonde hair is too much.
That's a good one. And I like that one on Fortune, Honey, Let's Go. We'll play that one later. Mm-hmm. And he made a great Son with Your Love. And
mm-hmm.
Great. Worth seeing.
Great cubed.
I think that's it for announcements.
Cool.
I know that they're doing film noir things.
Doesn't start till next week.
Well, no, the Cinematheque has started yesterday.
What's the Cinematheque?
Some stupid place I haven't been yet.
Uh-huh.
Of course, none of that's ever listed.
Some stupid place full of laughing idiots.
Oh, here, Cinematography, 15 Van Damme Street. Today is...
Van Damme.
Is Stranger on the Third Floor, Betrayed, and Detour. That's a good triple bill.
No kidding. Stranger on the Third Floor is the first one of those things.
Well,
I believe it's Peter Lorre's first English language movie, too, as long as we're being really boring.
Glad to see your education came in handy somewhere.
My education, yeah, like I learned that at NYU.
And tomorrow they got Brute Force, which is the best prison movie ever made.
Ever,
and period. And the Killers, which is not bad.
What's the Odd Max, the Killers, or the other one?
That one, I'm not sure. I thought it was the one with Lee Marvin in Wraparound Shades and Ronald Reagan.
No, because there's that one with Burt Lancaster in it. It's even better.
Well, could be. I don't
know. Gadna.
You got any news stories? You want to do a news story before we go into Hillbilly Hangover? Yeah. Or you want to go into Hillbilly Hangover and read the news over it? Or
I was personally moved by this one.
Personally moved. He was personally moved right across the room. Transported.
In the unlikely event that I can pull it out without dead air.
Dead air.
D-d-d.
We don't mind.
Beijing. A teenager who passed out from drinking too much alcohol was buried alive by his family and died after trying to claw his way out of the coffin, an official newspaper reported Wednesday. The Beijing Evening News said family members thought the 18-year-old, identified only by his family name, Chen, was dead when they buried him. He was unconscious for 10 hours, had stopped breathing, but more likely his breathing was so shallow that nobody could tell. The father did not want his only son to be cremated, because that would have been even louder. 3 days later, officials heard about the burial and persuaded the family to cremate the body. When they opened the coffin, they found the body in a sitting position, arms pushed against the side, fingertips were bloodied from trying to claw out, his body covered in blood and his clothes in shreds. Folks, I think it's just time for a UN referendum. Bruce, caffeinated booze.
Bruce, does this mean we have to dig up the backyard of Brownies now?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
People we had to bury after the hop. Uh-oh. That's a moving news story. Brian, he has an eye for those pick-me-up stories.
It's true. The caffeinated booze referendum, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz beer.
See what I got here, Bruce?
I give up what? I can't read upside down.
Oh.
Is that caffeinated gum?
Well, it's Buzz gum.
Increases energy.
It tastes terrible. Anyway, we're going to do Hillbilly Hangover right now. We're going to send this one out to Ray Kelly of the Rivington School, his favorite song, Eddie Nowak. Take it away, Lucky.
Walk 5 miles, lose $100, win a dollar pot and they call it luck. They say, take it away, Lucky. Luckiest man in town. Get hit by a truck and get a busted head. Everybody says Lucky, he ain't dead. Lucky old Ed, the luckiest man in town. Now my wife said to me, and she looked kind of coy, said we'd soon have a bigger family. Everybody wants a bundle of joy. So I said to myself, oh, lucky me. Didn't know that's where my trouble began. Other folks have one, but my wife had twins. They said, take them away, Lucky, the luckiest man in town.
You know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. Well, nobody. Just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Guess I've worn blisters on my heels. Trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Francisco, spent a night there in the camp. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as he was sleeping, and I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Oh, you ungrateful children. I thought you liked snappy music.
How low can you feel when your baby walks out? Well, it ain't no time to sing and shout. Says goodbye, you get so doggone lonesome that you wanna die. I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? Throws that old book right in your face. You try to tell yourself that it can't be real, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? Drink on me to pass the time away. They sympathize with you and say you got a bad deal, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel? I've been broke so flat I couldn't raise a dime. I've been in jail and couldn't pay my fine. It never helped my morale to be called a heel, but when your baby walks out, how low can you feel?
Mister, you're a psycho.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Remember,
my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
meanwhile, back in his D's.
Well, there you go. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover. If you didn't have a hangover, I bet you do now.
Yeah.
Hazel Atkins, this ADC. Counting backwards, we heard Woody Guthrie, I Ain't Got No Home in This World. Jimmy Skinner did How Low Can You Feel. Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield. And we open up with Eddie Nowak, Take It Away, Lucky.
Shopping Centers of Bakersfield.
Just got a call from Johnny Powers. The Johnny Powers. We're going to do a little interview with him at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for special guests?
Offers coming over the phone, huh?
All the stars. All the stars.
Stars upon stars.
Star upon star. And Johnny Powers will be at Brownies tonight with, as the A-Bone special guest.
Yes.
Up against, it's the East Village Rockabilly Battle because Sleepy LaBeef is over at the Continental Divide.
I guess so. I hate the R word.
Mm.
What you got there, Ham?
This was sent in by Cub reporter Nick Toshis. Where are they from the Where Are They Today desk.
Desk at.
Guess what Foster Brooks is doing?
The Lovable Lush?
Yeah.
I give up. What is Foster Brooks doing?
He's plugging Encore Incorporated medical products of Louisville, Kentucky. Our treatment is a non-invasive and is the first choice of many physicians and is safe alternative to surgery, drugs, or injections.
What is this?
Impotence is treatable.
Oh.
Call toll free for your free brochure and information on a simple home remedy. I'd love to hear Foster say that.
Speech impotence?
And I believe Nick's follow-up to 600 pages of Dino will be a 800 pages bio of Foster Brooks.
The Lovable Lush.
Yeah.
Coopville, Washington. A man shouted Yahoo and jumped to his death from a 140-foot bridge after telling his drinking buddies that he'd leaped from higher elevations. Sheriff's officer said Sunday. Oh,
Yahoo!
Geez. Recreational divers said that they would search for the body in the rough 300-foot deep waters that swirl between unpronounceable and Fidalgo Islands about 55 miles northwest of Seattle. This guy, this genius age, 19 or 20, I guess they couldn't decide which, maybe he turned in the air, had been drinking and sightseeing with his two friends. They stopped at the bridge, a popular tourist site, started talking. The man let out with an exuberant yell and, quote, was having a good time while he was going, end quote. The friends saw him surface briefly and then disappear. I wonder if the caffeinated booze referendum would have helped in his case. He probably just would have windmilled more.
Yeah, maybe. I got one here sent in by Cub reporter Richard Nelson.
Ah, Dickie Nelson Jr.
Yep. Dateline London. A couple answering a newspaper advertisement for rechargeable batteries were shocked to receive an invitation to buy an inflatable sheep as a sex aid.
Wait a second.
The personally addressed offer said...
I'm having
said,
trouble with my real sheep.
Said Love Ew, that's spelled L-U-V-E-W-E,
Ew.
Has been developed after years of research on how to bring us the joy of sheep into your love life without the obvious problem of having a real sheep around to ruin your lawn.
Oh,
no bleeding to alert the neighbors. The case of the unwanted offer was published in the monthly report of the Advertising Standards Authority, which upheld the couple's complaint.
Fair enough. They were holding out for a real sheep or an electric sheep with those rechargeable batteries.
I honestly don't know.
Mm.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Chuckle.
You couldn't guess by now.
Yeah, really. We promise we'll play some records eventually.
Right now, how about?
Okay.
How about a nice scratchy copy of Bobby Mitchell's No, 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 No.
I heart surface noise.
Okay.
the lucky so-and-so. I'm telling you, no, 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 no.
Believe me.
No, 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 no.
Darling.
No, 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 no. Ain't going to fall in love no more.
Boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic. To be one of the hit songs of the day.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
This is a hit!
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Well, come along, baby, get the rock and roll. Honey, I don't want to see you no more. Well, it's going to go to dance, have some fun.
rock, rock, oh baby, rock, 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 oh baby, rock, 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 oh baby, rock, 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 rock. From getting loose. When you hear that guitar with the rocking beat, the baby gonna say it's a real beat. We're gonna rock, rock, rock and roll. We're gonna rock, rock, rock and roll, baby. Rock, rock, rock and roll, baby. Rock, rock, rock and roll, oh, baby. We're gonna rock and roll.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
WFMU, East Orange. This is the Hound, and I'm driving until 6. It's Johnny Powers, Rock Rock. He'll be at Brownies tonight as the A-Bones special guest.
Yeah, you'll get to hear me try and make that chord.
Well, I tell you, I heard a rumor about Johnny Powers, he'll broach.
What rumor might that be?
I heard that if his guitar player screws up, he pistol whips him.
Really?
But I don't want this to affect your performance. I don't want it to make you nervous.
I believe Hovorka is going to be playing with him this evening.
It's like a Polish All-Stars, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Gaylord, Hovorka, Johnny Powers asked him, his real name was what, Pavlik?
Pavlik. I believe.
Yes. And before that, we heard Ronnie Jones and his classmates with Teenage Rock. The Chavis Brothers did So Tired. Smiley Lewis did Can't Stop Loving You. That goes out to the sheep, the people in the sheep story. Mm. Junior Dean and the Avalons, Chick Chick. We opened up with Bobby Mitchell. No, 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 no. No,
no,
no. Anyways, what else has happened here? Sleepy LaBeouf is at the Divide tonight. I should tell you that.
With Simon and his Bar Sinisters.
Simon and the Bar Sinisters. Bobby Womack is over at Tramps. And the Fleshtones are at Maxwell's in Hoboken. That's all I know about in terms of entertainment. What more could you ask for? Honestly, folks.
Really? I mean, you're kind of pushing.
It won't be going on forever, you know. You either catch these guys now or...
Eventually your hearing's going to go.
Yeah, or they'll get smart and decide to stay home. Dateline, Landsboro, Minnesota. A man died of carbon monoxide poisoning while he was attempting to kill a rat with car fumes.
Why didn't he just try to run them over?
Yeah, that's a smart thing, I guess. Olmsted County Coroner Paul Ballou ruled the death of 37-year-old Lyle Harlos an accident. He seems he attempted to kill a rat that had been taking up residence in his garage by gassing it with car fumes, but the fumes seeped into the house from the attached garage, even though the garage door was open. Harlos, he shut off the engine and was airing out his house when he was overcome. His wife found him collapsed in the living room. Carbon monoxide is especially dangerous because you cannot smell or taste it. People tend to get a headache, then they feel drowsy, and they lose consciousness.
Score one for the rat.
Yep. Wilson Pickett's back in the news where
Again?
He belongs. You know it.
He got through driving on the mayor's lawn?
Find the Wilson Pickett story. You have the Wilson. You know where it is, Bruce? You got him.
The Wiki Pickett is in this pile. This here pile here.
It is a regular occurrence these days. We have an actual Wilson Pickett
desk. Do we have
desk.
The Wilson Pickett scorecard available? I mean, he had the weapons charge. Yep. He drove in the neighbor's lawn.
We did a Wilson Pickett scorecard a few before we went on vacation, but I don't...
It's all covered in tanning oil. Rhythm and blues singer Wilson Pickett pleaded innocent to aggravated assault charges in sideswiping a pedestrian. Authorities said Pickett, whose hits include In the Midnight Hour and Mustang Sally, had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his truck struck an 86-year-old man on April 24th. Pickett, 51, was released on his recognizance. told reporters afterward that the pedestrian, Pepe Ruiz, failed to hear him honk and walked into the side of the truck. Ruiz was hospitalized and recovered. Pickett, oh, here we go. Pickett still faces charges from May 1991 of driving his car across the lawn of his neighbor, Mayor Donald Aronson. This is a, sort of a constant caveman spaceship.
Yeah, he's,
mode, huh?
Way up and ahead for our Media Star of the Year 1992 award.
Yeah, but bronze him.
I think somebody did. What we need, I mean, I think there is a message in all this, folks, and it said it's not to do donuts on the mayor's lawn as much as you'd like to. We have an entire paraplegic desk.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It seems a person who operates a motorized wheelchair on a public road while drunk can be charged with driving under the influence. A judge ruled in Bowling Green, Kentucky this week in a case involving a man missing both legs. During a hearing, the judge agreed to send James Jaggers to a pretrial program in return for having the charges dropped after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Warren County attorney Mike Caldwell said Judge Joan Spinks Coleman's ruling upholds the intent of a broad Kentucky drunken driver law and will force legislative action on the issue. I can't even pronounce any of these words with this gum in my mouth.
Forge ahead, hound. Be brave.
Anyway, Jaggers, age 55, said, the thing about it was I wasn't drunk. I only had 2.5 beers.
Yeah, but with no legs, you know.
Yeah, where does it go? Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You following me there, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Paraplegic skydiver plunged 9,500 feet into a stand of trees after both of his parachutes failed, but suffered only a broken leg and bruises.
Hang on a second. How does a paraplegic get a broken leg? I know this sounds like a third grade joke, but...
You can be a paraplegic and have legs. You can just, they don't work.
Oh, okay.
See, it's probably not very painful when you're a paraplegic and your leg breaks.
Especially if you're drunk.
Garcia said he managed to cut away his main parachute after a line became tangled, but then had the same problem with his reserve chute and never fully deployed.
He said he
believed he was going about 70 miles an hour when the trees broke his fall this last Sunday. Well... So much for news.
Mm.
What do you say, Bruce? Shall we do a blues hangover? It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, from the Scratchy 45 pod. I love answer songs. This is an answer song to Bo Diddley's first record. Bye.
Now you people have heard me and talking about their main. But you haven't heard a thing till you hit on my Lisa. Cause she's a woman, she's a full-grown woman. Yeah, she's a woman, a full-grown woman. The word I spell W, a little T90O, a great big M. The adjective A, a little D90N. He pretty the woman. Oh, now when she was a girl at the age of 10, she never got home till way past 10. At the time, she was a woman, a full-grown woman. Now, she didn't have the go to can't say the two. Pick up on a second cousin, no much as being you. She could stay in town and just prowl around. Cause she was a woman, a full-grown woman. The word I spelled W. O. M.
Put that constructive use.
Now I'm gonna get Big Boy Hogan's to come down and dig your grave and bring me my pick and shovel so I can chunk that in your face. I'll be right down at your barren, be riding in my V8-4. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, ooh, good, I declare you don't know. Now, when you join your insurance, you better make it sick and accident, too. You keep a mess with me, girl, you know something might happen to you, and I'll be right down at your bed. Be riding in my vehicle. Well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, could I declare you don't know. Get my gasoline in the morning, check my oil late tonight. I don't have to worry, cause I know everything's all right. I'll be right down at your barrel, be riding in my vehicle. Bring the doctor, babe, I'm gonna bring the undertaker too. All three of us will be waiting to see what did become of you. And I'll be riding down at your bed, be riding in my vehicle. Now, well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
People, you know what? My baby's left, and she hadn't come back. And I'm gonna get on this old train and see can I find her. California.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Go back, don't come this way. You got bad credit and you just won't pay. You went out town to do some shopping. You stopped in a credit clothing store. You just about had the people swinging your way until they found out something they didn't know. And now they call the credit bureau on their telephone. The salesman to shook his head. You turn around and look you dead in your eye. And these are the words he said. Tell us things that we don't know. You've been garnished, you've even been in debtor's court. You had a Cadillac, you let it go back. The government sold your house for tax. You had a motorboat, the people come and got it. According to the credit bureau, there ain't no doubt about it. You got bad credit. On you when you were down on the farm. You say you pay on Saturday, but Saturday never come. You owe the doctor, the lawyer, the local finance. I'm sorry, young man, but you ain't got a chance. You got bad credit. You got a real bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Simply ain't no hope for you. You move every month, and that 12 times a year, just because you won't pay your rent. They say you move late at night, so the landlord won't know which way you went. Now your credit's so bad, it's a sin and a shame. You can't go downtown and buy nothing in your name. You got bad credit. You got bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Ain't no business we can do.
Now you listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Thank you.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Back in his days.
There's our blues hangover for today. I'm the Hound, by the way, and this is WFMU East Orange.
That's definitely clear.
Dr. Ross, Polly, put the kettle on. The other guy who was on Sun and Fortune as our hero of today, Johnny Powers, was.
Really?
Yeah, Dr. In fact, I think they should try to get Dr. Ross on Norton. They could have like a duet album of Hazel and Dr. Ross.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Chorezo.
One man band, three orchestra.
Counting backwards, W, No First Name, Harris, Slow Down, Dirty Shame. Jerry Choo Choo McCain did Bad Credit. Little Milton, Looking for My Baby. The only good record he ever made, as far as I'm concerned. Willie Love did V8 Ford. And we opened up with Jimmy Griffith, She's a Woman. Follow up to I'm a Man. Ill-fated follow up, I guess. And as we await vibe time, we do have more news. So, Brooks, would you like to draw news, or shall I?
Perhaps I should. A man who dangled a condom from his mortarboard and perched a stuffed parrot on his shoulder at his college graduation said his antics got him fired from the job he was supposed to start Monday. Tom Budzik, 23, said he considered the display June 14th at the University of Cincinnati harmless fun. I'm numb, he said. Let's see, he told the Cincinnati Post the ceremony he thought students should be able to celebrate as they pleased, even though university policy prohibits inappropriate decorations on caps and gowns. Summoned Friday to the great American insurance company, not so great after all, I guess, office in Cincinnati, was fired from his $25,000 a year auditing job before he'd even worked a day. The company said that I showed total disrespect for authority, Budzik said. Sounds like he just showed total disrespect for himself.
What was his name? Budzik? That's kind of a frat party puker type name.
Something tells me he's one of these guys that like definitely knows like all the names of the guys that played Doctor Who. You know?
Yeah. Well, my favorite name in the news is the guy in the You know the girl in Long Island who shot her
the Long Island Lolita?
Yeah, the Long Island Lolita story. The guy's name was Buttafuoco.
Hey,
Think about it. Oh, boy.
Conjures up images, doesn't it?
To say the least. And Dateline New York, so you don't have to go to Beijing for these stories. A hospital patient who was pronounced dead and wrapped in plastic was discovered alive nearly an hour later by two guards, the hospital said.
Another recreational drinking mishap?
The man did not regain consciousness and lived only another 40 hours, maybe because they wrapped him in plastic. Michael Marty, who suffered since childhood from muscular dystrophy and spinal curvature, landed in a Jamaica hospital on New Year's Eve with acute respiratory failure. Blobbity blah blah blah, so they thought he was dead. They wrapped him in plastic, and then he died. First Amendment, no protection for chest hairs. Montgomery, Alabama. A federal judge has ruled in a former firefighter who objected that he was ordered to trim his chest hair that protruded from his collar.
Huh?
U.S. District Judge Robert Varner said the fire department did not violate Matthew Statler's constitutional rights by ordering him to cut his chest hair at the neckline or wear a T-shirt.
Man.
Oh, maybe he was Bigfoot. Statler had filed a lawsuit claiming the fire department violated his First Amendment right of freedom of expression. He was expressing in the way he feels by growing hair.
Like letting himself be furry.
Yeah. When he refused to accept, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyway, all we asked him to do was take a pair of scissors and trim his hair so it didn't roll out from under his collar, and he made a big to-do about it, said Fire Chief Wayne Greer. There you go. That's a blow against men's rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
general consciousness raising could have been achieved with a pair of pliers.
Where's the vibe when you need one?
No. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. What you got there, Han? More dead air possibilities.
Yeah.
Kevin
E. Tibbs was age 21 and was arrested in Brunswick, Maryland in February. According to Officer Robin Poodrum, Tibbs attempted to steal a parking meter and was trying to conceal it in his trousers when they stopped him.
But maybe he was just happy to see him.
Yeah. Kind of like the first New York Dolls album cover.
What the hell was that thing?
Diminishing value of life department. One man was shot in the head and another critically injured in March in a subway car in Queens, New York after a gunfight. According to witnesses, the melee was precipitated by one man accidentally stepping on the other man's foot. An old one we never got to.
Well, they were wearing spikes.
Yeah. Oh, where's the bar sawing story since we're waiting for a vibe report? That's one of my favorites. So that's Yop gave us that one at the Hangover Hop, but we didn't do any news at the Hangover
Hop.
Thanks, Yop. We can barely stay in our seats that day.
I couldn't see. The dark factor was amazing. That really was.
I dug it.
It was 3 in the morning inside, and it was like noon outside.
It was a beautiful day outside, and it was just like Brownies used to be. Back when Brownie else did.
Like scary. Torrington, Connecticut. Two men who were denied drinks at a tavern because they had missed last call returned a few minutes later and cut the wooden bar in half with chainsaws, police here said. John Haddon and William Fitch, a.k.a. Leatherface, who also cut out part of a staircase railing at the Midway Cafe, surrendered when police arrived early Sunday. Two were charged with breach of peace, reckless endangerment, carrying a dangerous weapon, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and impersonating a horror movie. They were released on promises to appear in Bantam Superior Court. Court officials did not know Monday when their court dates would be. The gash in the Midway's bar was sealed with duct tape Sunday. Damage was estimated at a whopping $250. Midway patrons said Haddon and Fitch, both 23 and from Cornwall, were regulars at the bar and appeared drunk.
Well, I believe that a sawzall can be this the self-defense weapon of the 90s.
Yeah, either that or the jaws of life.
Yeah. So what do? Our vibe meister's a little late. Should we go into our vom say? You know what's going to happen? He's going to call the same time as Johnny Powers. I'm a conference call.
Do the Joe Franklin thing. Roscoe, what do you have to say to Johnny?
Yeah.
Geez, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the clock is definitely ticking.
Yeah, well,
it is anniversary day. Maybe
it is. That's right. It is Roscoe's first wedding anniversary today.
Yeah, man.
This time last year, what was I doing? The wedding was at noon. I guess we were filling
the room full of smoke, no doubt.
Yeah, we were driving around Hot Springs, Arkansas, probably looking for something to eat. Mm-hmm. No, the best thing that happened, my favorite thing was right as the vows were happening. Sally has one of his automatic cameras, and she snapped the last picture on the roll, and it rewound really loudly.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's a dentist drilling in the audience.
Yeah, everybody turns around and stares, glares at the poor redhead in the back.
Yeah.
It was great. There's our Vibe Meister.
Oh.
Airline. Oh, hey.
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
How you doing there?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay.
How's my watch?
Not bad. You're about three and a half minutes late.
Oh, really?
But not bad.
You're late.
You're excused, Roscoe, because it's your anniversary.
Well, that was last week, two weeks ago.
What was the date? I thought it was the
27th. Flag Day, June 14th.
I thought it was the 27th for some reason. Why do I have that number in my mind?
I don't know.
Whoa. So, well, I missed it. Happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks.
And we didn't get in. None of us got made the one-year thing. Emily Post is going to shoot us.
Oh, hey.
Well, we're working on it.
With a handgun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how you doing there?
Oh, pretty good.
Long time no vibe.
Yeah, no kidding. I had, like, free and uninterrupted Saturdays, a couple of them in a row.
Well, they kind of have it for me, aren't they?
It was kind of wild.
Well, it wasn't exactly an uninterrupted Saturday, the one where you peed in the... in the corner at the Hangover Hop.
That was more than a couple Saturdays ago.
It was three ago, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The third, right, okay.
That was it, huh?
That was great.
I knew that I had a little bit of accuracy going there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful when it arrives.
Yeah,
it's sad when it vanishes.
Yeah. I heard you got right with Ringo.
Got right with Ringo. Yeah, that was wild. I guess that's what's been going on.
How is that lovable mop top?
Last weekend, yeah, Ringo, I met him. He was cool. He played drums good, told me I was great. You know, I felt like I was in a Ringo song.
Uh-huh.
Joe Walsh, Dave Edmonds, those guys were really funny.
They're all really short, aren't they?
Joe isn't short, but Dave is short.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
You know, it's that, you know, that short guy motivator gene.
Yeah, the showbiz thing.
Yeah, there's some kind of motivator gene there.
Especially if you're from Jersey.
That they get.
So, what's the vibe today?
I don't know, just kind of a nice day vibe. I've kind of been snoozing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could... Well, I won't harp on about how I can't get the radio show.
Did you rock last night?
I went to a couple rock clubs.
Yeah,
I went to CBGB so I could hear Go to Blazes play through a PA, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped by the Levi and saw the Black Flies.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Surgery.
Well, yeah, he's pretty inspired.
What's the bass player's name? The guy who does Stephen Comic.
He's really cool, man.
Give a good plug to Stephen Comics.
Yeah, there's a book. There's a book, book-length Stephen collection that just came out. I don't know what the hell publishing company it's on, but Doug gave me a copy for free at the Hop, and I thought that was very cool, and it's a great rag.
Yeah, they were pretty good. They were pretty inspired.
Yeah, the Deep Hop thing's pretty weird.
Cymbals seem to have their own mic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, D definitely cuts through. He's not a tapper.
Well, I was really impressed. I've never seen anybody that had a drink caddy mounted on their hi-hat stand.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. I mean,
have a coin box, too.
I mean, somebody should be on the phone to, like, one of those companies like Drum Workshop that makes the highly specialized gear, you know?
Yeah, but they'd make one out of, like, Redwood or something, you know?
Oh, not Redwood. You know, the way to do it is to get a hold of a boat company because they make them anyway and just use their fitting. And then it's just like a two solder point deal.
Well, see, with the boat company thing, you could get one to mount on a lead singer's microphone stand and put it on a gimbal, so like the drink stays even no matter what you do with the mic stand.
Yeah, that's what the boat things have them on there already.
Yeah. But we're sneaking up on the same thing.
Hey. It's a drink caddy.
Mm. Right.
I guess it's a drink caddy vibe weekend. I'd like to, like, make one myself here.
Maybe you can mount one on your mic stand.
Well, mount one right here in my turret where I'm currently working.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So, I don't know. You guys got any new restaurants or anything? You've been out of town.
I've been out of town. Oh, the Keys were beautiful. Just, you know, sea and sky and food and me and Miss Sally and boats and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Sand?
No sand in the Keys. Do you know that? No beaches,
really?
In the Keys. Yeah, it's just, it's coral reefs.
It's
That's
plants?
Why there's no sand.
Oh.
So do they have, like, seawalls around them, or?
No.
Or
well, yeah, I mean, at the docks they have seawalls, but,
right.
You know, once the sea rises, you just, the whole thing goes underwater. I mean, all the houses are built, like, high up on stilts.
Wow.
When the sea rises, the keys go under. You know.
That's great.
But
Sounds pretty exotic.
It was great. I mean, no one's ever going to find you down there, and people don't come looking for you down in the Keys.
It's one of those places that you can't drive through.
Yeah, well, you can drive through, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't come out on the other side.
Not unless you got a boat waiting for you.
Right.
Yeah, not without pontoons.
There you go.
Boat culture. Great thing.
Boat culture.
Yeah. It reminds me, I got to get Miss Sally's request item in. I'll write this down. Ape call. Doodle yada. Anyway.
Well, hey,
you're gonna go see El Bruch backing up Johnny Powers and the Great Gaylord tonight.
Tonight at midnight.
Yeah, at midnight.
You gotta come after midnight.
Yeah, don't get there too early because you'll see a really terrible opening band called Woodpecker.
And they have a lot of horn players who don't normally play horns.
I don't know what they normally do.
Well, I'm personally out of the business of dissing bands on the radio. I have been for a few years. I've never seen them. Leo's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. Nice guys make bad music. I like El Bruch here, who's a real jerk, but his band is cool.
Uh-huh.
You guys are doing good there by yourself.
I just kind of get back into it, you know. You had too long off.
Well, you know, the thing at the show that
Where's the girl?
When you guys had the thing going, you know, El Bruch, yes, El Pooch, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
See, I thought you guys were going to remember my dad's thing, Bluch, you know, and then it was gone all the way around.
Nuts. You should have worn the belt.
Yeah, well, it didn't go with the shorts, you know.
Good point.
Well, there's one chuckle, so I think we can hang up now.
Okay, Rossigo.
We'll see you guys later.
Hey, the sound we all know and love.
Here you go.
Okay. Hey, where is the sound? What's this cart thing not working now?
Mm-hmm. Boy, we're sleepwalking through this one, gang.
Sleep talking through it, too.
Oh, boy, what happened to this
Larry.
Thing? Oh, boy. Didn't
Caesar.
Work. Maybe I shut it off and it doesn't go all the way through.
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Maybe it's just broken.
What do you say, Bruce? Vom set.
We're good to, I say
we got
cocktails.
Vom set.
But
then
we
got Johnny Powers interview, and then we'll all be almost done.
Okay,
we got this. This one went over so well at the Hangover Hop. We're gonna play it again right now. The Sonics,
Shot Down.
Sounds of hell. girl and a mean girl. I got to go into a go-go, working with my mojo, checking out. She walked after me and said, "Daddy, what you doing?" Could tell by her smile that evil was a screwing. She said her name was Jezebel, and Miss Jezebel heard Foxy little mama in that mini skirt. I got some toys to a go-go, working with my mojo, checking out the mini skirt blues. In the mini skirt, I got to go into a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those mini skirt blues. I got to go into a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those mini skirt blues. I got to go into a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those mini skirt blues.
Amphetamine sulfate. Looks like commercial grade.
I hadn't said that.
When I woke up this morning, about to break the day, I found my baby. She just put away. What you call that, baby? We'll be right back.
while back in the jungle.
Eventually, I'll get it down where I can get this whole thing to sound like the end of Let's Talk About Girls.
Uh-huh.
You know, about the chocolate watch, bam.
I think you have to hit the console a little harder.
Yeah, that was the Liars, brand new 45 on the Norton label. Baby, I Still Need Your Lovin'.
Arguably the best, their best recorded work.
The Liars?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely their best record they ever made. Counting backwards, the Arondis by request, 69. The Flower Children also by request, Miniskirt Blues. Mark Markham and the Jesters did Going Back to Marlboro Country. And we opened up with the Sonics and Shot Down.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways.
Nice Sonics piece in the New High Times there. And it came
yeah,
in
a couple of.
Sue's bag of seminar loot included a copy of High Times.
I had sort of a major showdown in High Times over the edit on that one.
Yeah, what was the edit?
Well,
can't say it over the air.
No, I don't even remember. It just didn't even look like I wrote it. But they changed the title. You know, the Sonics weren't even from Seattle. They were from Tacoma.
Roots of Nirvana? Is that what
yeah, right. Roots of Nirvana. Anyway, you know what? This is WFMU East Orange, and in a little while we're going to have Johnny Powers on the line, the legendary rockabilly star, who'll be playing tonight. I was just kidding about the pistol whipping thing, Bruce.
Oh.
That's Wilson Pickett who pistol whips his musicians. That is true.
Is that a fact?
James
Brown just sues him.
But Wilson Pickett was also from Detroit, where I think was where Johnny Powers is from. Mm.
And Wilson Pickett's real name is also Pavlik.
Anyway, so what we want to do is we'll play a couple of Johnny Powers records, and then we'll get him on the air, and then we'll play some more Johnny Powers records, and then we'll
get somebody else on the air.
Get somebody else on the air.
Play Nervous Norvus and get him on the air.
Sleepy LaBeef. Well, Nervous Norvus has gone the way of the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. What, he's in a petting zoo?
On all fours, eating grass. No, he's dead. Jimmy Drake, the late great. But Johnny Powers is still alive. Let's hear him. This is this was his record. Actually, he was not on the Fortune label. He was on the High Q label, which is a
subsidiary,
if you can pronounce that. Anyway, let's hear it. One of my very favorites.
looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back.
My dad, he was a green and a Jericho son. He my middle name was Mr. E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm evil.
So don't you mess around with me. Never look for trouble. I never ran. I don't take no orders. No kind of man. I'm only made out. Flesh, blood, and bone.
Boy, if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try the local sign. Evil. My middle name was Misery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm evil.
So don't you mess around with me.
Well, I'm evil, evil, evil as I can be. Well, I'm evil, evil, evil as I can be. So don't mess around, don't mess around, don't mess around with me. Well, I'm evil. Don't mess around, don't mess around, don't mess around with me.
Yep, the WFMU East Orange, by the way, don't you know? And I think we're going to have Johnny Powers on the line, like, right about now, it looks like, an airline.
And, hey, you there, Johnny? Hello?
Hello!
Hey, is this Johnny Powers?
In the flesh.
How you doing?
All right.
Well, welcome to New York City.
Thank you, and you got a great show.
Why, thank
great
you.
Great show.
And for those of you listening at home, we just heard I'm Evil, which is a Sun outtake, and then we heard Mama Rock and opened up with Honey, Let's Go to a Rock and Roll Show. Johnny, I want to ask you a few questions about your career.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the folks out there. Where's my music? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, first off, your first record, Mama Rock, comes out only in New Zealand. What's the story with that one?
I didn't know it was out in New Zealand until Billy Miller told me about it and sent me a Xerox copy of the label. It came out in Australia on Leiden Records.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Shore was responsible for that.
Well, who was Mickey Shore? Sounds like a gangster.
He was a big-time disc jockey in Detroit at the time. And they recorded Purple People Eater and Witch Doctor on me to cover those tunes, and I had cut Mama Rock and Tell Me That You Care and Ooby Dooby Rock. And he took them out over in Australia and put it out over there and changed my name to Johnny Scat Brown, which I was really mad about. So I never told anybody about it. And I kind of got ripped off. I was the Artist of the Year, and I couldn't figure out why I was the Artist of the Year. And since I've been in the record business here in the past 30 years, it kind of dawned on me what they were doing when I found out all the stuff that they had my name on over in Australia was... They had my name on Splish Splash and a whole number of other things, which I never recorded.
Holy man.
So that's how I became the Artist of the Year over there. And most of the stuff was not me, you know.
And then moving onwards and upwards, you end up with Jack and Devorah Brown at Fortune.
Well, that was first.
Oh,
that was
back
first.
At, I see.
Yeah, Fortune Records, I went in the studio and paid $100 to them to cut a record.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it was on Fortune first.
Oh, it was on Fortune.
It came out on Fortune, and I guess when she reissued the stuff, she put on High Q.
Uh-huh.
And then for Fortune, see, after Fortune, it was...
Sun, maybe?
No, it was Fortune, and then the...
Fox.
Then Mama Rock. I guess they were cut in the same time, the Fox stuff, right after the Fox stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Fox record, that's kind of the zenith of some sort of rock and roll mania sound there, the long blonde hair, absolute classic record.
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that record. When it first came out, Rock was the A-side, and the company was small, and Long Blonde Hair went number 3 in Seattle, Washington, and different other areas, and it was kind of a split play record, but the guy was so small he couldn't bring the record in.
Mm-hmm. And who was Stan Getz and his Tomcats?
Stan Getz was a very close friend of mine. He played bass for Jack Scott. All the early Jack Scott records, he was a slap bass player on there. And he played guitar for me. He liked to play guitar. He didn't like playing bass, but he was a heck of a bass player.
Yeah, a heck of a guitar player,
and a heck
too.
Of a guitar player. And so Stan worked with me as my band. With Stan Getz, Johnny Clark. And there was Marvin Maynard, played bass. And I can't think of the keyboard. We kind of exchanged musicians around a number of times back then.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kirkland, who had a record on at Fox, played guitar for me.
So what kind of people were you playing with around Detroit in that era?
Well, the Roll Tones played for me for about 2 months before they made the first record, Whale and Poor Boy.
Ah, we heard them today. Actually,
yeah.
We played Flamingo Express, the follow-up to Whale.
Right. Pretty much with Stan, and then I used the Roll Tones for about a couple months.
When did you play on bills with other Detroit acts? Did you ever run into like Andre Williams or?
Well, I never worked with Andre. I know Andre. I know him real well. I hadn't seen him in years, but I worked with on shows with Jack Scott. I worked on one show. Jack didn't show up. Jack was bad at that for a while back then, not showing up for the job. I did a show with Della Reese.
Wow.
Frankie Castro back then. I don't remember his record. Numerous record hops. There was a lot of people. Billy, Crash Craddock.
Oh, yeah.
Number of artists I can't quite remember offhand.
And then you headed down to Sun Records?
Yeah, I went to Sun. It was kind of funny. I did for Don Z, who was a disc jockey in Detroit, a very popular disc jockey. He had a recording studio. Him and Stan Getz put a little small studio together. And we did Trouble, which is, everybody calls it Evil, numerous other songs, and my manager went down to Montgomery, Alabama, where his relatives lived, and stopped at a radio station, and they played the tape on the radio station, and that's how it got to Sun Records, and Sam flew me down, and we went in the studio and started knocking out some songs, you know. I was nervous. It was every artist's dream to go to Sun Records, you know.
Who'd you play with in the sessions at Sun?
Jimmy Van Eden on drums, yeah, Roland like James, Charlie Rich, piano. That's about all I can remember. I couldn't remember the sax player's name.
Bill Justice, maybe?
No, in fact, Bill Justice, before he died, he and I were at a record convention. In fact, it was in New York here. And with a guy named from Epic, Steve Popovich, we were having breakfast one time in the morning at a hotel, and we were talking about that. I said, I think you were playing. I mean, in fact, he mentioned it first. And I thought he was the sax player, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fabulous record.
Yeah.
I like the other, With Your Love. That's a classic. Great. That's a real Jack Scott type sound.
Yeah. That was across from Jack and Elvis One Night.
Yeah.
Type thing. That's one of my favorites.
There was something in your bio about doing sessions with Motown in the early 60s?
Yeah, 1961, I think it was, or 60. I signed with Motown. And I can remember this guy comes up and says, you know, Johnny, let's go to Motown Records. Well, I'm not recording for no hometown label. Little label at the time, I didn't know what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a great education out of Motown. Met a lot of friends, Marvin and Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross and everybody, Four Tops, Ten. They tried to cut stuff on me, but it just didn't work. It was kind of new for me, that kind of sound, and they had a different way of recording. They would record the band track and then call you in and say, put your voice on it. It's, man, like you got it too high or it's a wrong groove or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they definitely had the assembly line.
Yeah, but I got a great education out of that label as far as in the production end. I started producing after I left there.
Mm-hmm. And you end up back with Sam Phillips, the Holiday Inn label, at some point.
Well, Sam and I got to be very close, and I licensed a song by called Love Is the Answer. I can't think of the name of the group offhand. And then Sam and I got together, and we started working together a little bit, and I stayed at his home for months at a time, and got very close. He and I got very close together. He's like a father to me in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to mention, I worked with MC5. I had him on a contract one time.
Really?
For 2 weeks. before they became popular, and Ted Nugent when they were the Amboy Dukes.
Wow.
So I've been around with a lot of good people.
I guess Ted has sort of forsaken music for bow hunting these days.
Yeah, yeah. He goes fishing a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Now, how did you get involved with Psycho by Jack Kittle?
That's a strange story. I had Powerhouse Records and a production company and a publishing company in Detroit, and I had a partner with me, and we had a little label going, and these guys from Grand Rapids area brought me a record called Psycho. And I said, man, this is a sick record. I said, I don't know if I can do anything with this thing. I said, whoa. So I left it lay on my desk, and one evening I was working late, and I was cleaning up, you know, trying to get rid of everything and start over again, and I picked this record up, put it back on the machine, and I said, this dang thing could be a hit. So I took it to GRC, and from there, that's history. I mean, it was the sickest record ever got released, and most talked about record.
It's
you name
up,
it.
Still get requests for it here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've been tempted to record that record on somebody, but I every time I get ready to do it and mention it, people in the record industry say, hey, don't you dare.
Well, there's been other versions of it, actually. There's been a couple of covers since then.
Has there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Australian band did it.
Elvis Costello did it as a B-side.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I don't know which one came first, but I have a version of Eddie Noack doing it on the K-Arc label out of Texas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Well, what was the other question I had written down here? Oh, yeah, so these days you're performing a lot and doing, I mean, you're doing these old songs and...
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of these old songs and some new ones, and I'm really having a lot of fun doing this again. I never thought I'd ever be back in the singing, performing business again, because I quit for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Europeans got me over there, and I told the guys I'm only going to do time. And, well, I got the bug. You know, once you get back on that stage again, it's all over with. It's like a cancer to eat at you, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm really having fun doing the entertainment thing. But I'm also in the record industry side of the business and the publishing, too. So I got a combination of things I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight over there. And
great.
That's at Brownies. It begins at midnight, and the A-Bones will be backing up Johnny Powers.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back to some records. We're going to hear, in fact, we're going to hear my absolute favorite, Long Blonde Hair, on the Fox label. And this is, what, you're 57, 58?
1957.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Thank you.
See you tonight.
Great.
Johnny Powers, ladies and gentlemen, the great.
Honest, Bruce, I was just kidding about the pistol-whipping thing. You look so concerned. I don't think he's going to pistol whip you. Anyway, let's hear it.
Well, I love you, babe. I love you, stop. You walk the bus, dropping me off. I love you once, I love you twice. Big bomb, baby, you're a horrible nut. Well, long blonde hair, rose red lips. When you walk about, my heart just lifts. I love you once, I love you twice. The big bomb, baby, you're a hot foot now. I love you once, love you twice.
friends and you put them in stock. Just a mean and sweet. Mean and sweet. Oh, yeah, just a mean and sweet. But I can't stop loving you when it's rocking.
Meanwhile, back in his D.
There he is, folks. Johnny Pavlik Powers, the man, the legend. That was Mean Mistreater. Counting backwards, we heard Indeed I Do. Came out under the name of Johnny Scat Brown. With Your Love, that was from Sun and Long Blonde Hair. That was on Fox. And then we heard from Mr. Powers. And before that, we played I'm Evil, another Sun outtake, Mama Rock, the A side of Indeed I Do, and Honey, Let's Go to a Rock and Roll Show from the Fortune label.
Man, you sure can pick Jimmy Van Eaton out of a crowd on a record, can't you? That's sad.
Yeah, he's the one playing the drums.
Yeah, man, but wow.
And he'll be at Brownies tonight. The show starts at midnight. It's the A-Bones with special guests. The great Gaylord, John Havorka, Vince Bernicevic, and Johnny Powers. And that's at Brownies, 169 Avenue A. Sleepy LaBeef will be playing at the Continental Divide, which you can probably take in both if you're fast.
Uh-huh.
That's on 3rd Avenue between 9th and 8th Streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the Fleshtones at Maxwell's
that's
if you
correct.
Want to stay in New Jersey. And Bobby Womack is over at Tramps.
So there's the
there's your entertainment choices. And coming up,
cavalcade.
Coming up on the Hound Show, speaking of cavalcade of stars, see, next week is 4th of July. It'll just be a Hound and Miss Sally's 4th of July celebration. And then July the 11th, Nitro Nick Tosches will be doing the Elvis Dino connection.
Yes, we'll be exploring that, this new fringe culture.
I think maybe the Elvis Dino Foster Brooks connection, actually. Mm-hmm. And then on the 18th of July, we have the soundtrack to the new issue of Kicks Magazine featuring Billy Miller, who will be guest DJing. And then I hope the week after that we can get Mr. T in here to plug his new compilations and maybe do the Joe Meek story or something. We get a lot of Joe Meek requests. I think Todd is the holder of not only the Wilbert Archive, Wilbert Harrison Archives, but the Joe Meek Archives too, maybe.
I should do the Joe Meek ones. I just don't have any of the damn records anymore.
Well, then how are you going to... Oh, you got rid of them all? Anyway... I don't know. I don't want to do news. Unless you want to just play some more records, Bruce.
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
Some platters.
We're overcome by patchouli poisoning here, folks.
Aw.
We're gonna go huff some air. Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes should be queued up, though.
Then
they are.
Come in, Mr. Tim.
Well,
see you've never met Fats Domino.
Maestro, some twist music, if you please.
Hey, 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 mama.
Come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
day. Oh, oh, oh.
Stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school, but a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mallaroonie daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, ape call, doodly-abba, don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
This
motherfucker
got rhythm.
Oops, wrong part. Can't wait till Nick Tosh just does a Nervous Norvus book.
Yeah, really.
That was up to 1,500 pages by then.
Miss Sally's request item, ape call.
Boy, she sure can't pick them.
Yeah, me, Nervous Norvus. Eddie Bo, counting backwards. Tony Mason, Puddin'. Midnighters, Little Sister, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks did Horace, Fats Domino, Trust in Me, a guy who ran up like a $1 million bill in Las Vegas with that kind of thinking. Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes, I Gotta Find Someone. And if we want to get in our Hot Rod request set, we better just shut our mouths and... Good lead in for Wild Girl, right?
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Unless you have something extremely important to say.
What are you kidding?
I was serious. The Alabama Kid.
Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson and the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "Mama, that Firebird bad motherfucker, I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man." End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
One for the money, two for the road, three to get ready, now say my soul. Roll, roll, roll. Looked through the windshield, saw the patrol. Somebody said you better be in the gun, because you know you don't have eyes in one. One for the money, two for the roll, three to get ready, now save my soul. Roll, 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 hot rod, roll, 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 roll. The speed of me hit 110. It kept up going round and round again. One for the money, two for the road. Three to get ready now, save my soul. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. And save my aching soul. We'll be right back.
just keep singing that song. He said, one for the money, two for the road. Better get ready now, say my soul. Roll, roll, roll.
Disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday!
Jay Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See big beefy Bob come off, slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup. Thrill his big bun daddy matches wits with flaming Frank and a smoky mesquite and bocce burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
She's my drag strip, baby, got a lot on the ball. She purrs like a tiger when I feed her out the hall. Takes all my money to keep her looking neat. Man, I showed them proud of her when she rolled down the street. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my two-tied mama, the hottest thing in town. And when I take her out on Sunday where the gang love to go, they all look her over just like a movie show. She's all lean and lanky, but just an awful fine. She's just a little tacky, but she's still without my ass. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little devil trouble, the hottest thing in town. She got just one thing in mind. That she's a little wiggle when she shimmies off the line. You ever crack the throttle, you know just what I mean. She's a hot motorcycle and a real doll machine. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little alky burner, the hottest motorcycle in town. Well, I wanna take my cup and a cannonball, lid down on my ears and all. Flop my farm down on the frame, rev the engine till they call my name. Place a patch of synthetic on the cement strip, get a handful of throttle and let her rip. She's a high-geared mama, but she flies mighty low. She got free speech and that's go, go, go. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little alky burner, the hottest motorcycle in town.
Saturday night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 255 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing shit will be going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere.
I had to
to meet my little girl, 'cause she's sweetest in the world. I'm sweet, I'm sweet, I'm sweet. Gotta be on the way. Car is new, my motor's fast. Got a tank full of ethyl gas. I'm sweet, I'm sweet. All of a sudden I saw a cop. I'm sweet, I'm sweet, I'm sweet. Gotta be on the way.
I done had a blast.
Never mind that, buddy. Where's your license?
I'm scared.
Look out! It's another drag racing commercial!
With two obnoxious announcers screaming at the top of their lungs!
Cranking up the reverb and echo!
And don't forget those ear-piercing sound effects!
Why do we sound so excited?
Because we're recording this commercial on a Sunday!
I got a machine that's hot, and it's just raring to go. To meet that queen, I sit her on my black machine. Take her where she's never been. She's so looking at that black machine. Jet black machine.
Elevate, accelerate that jet black. Come on, Bob.
When I accelerate, I never ever miss a day. I never make that lady wait. Never thought she'd even make but I jet black machine, jet black machine.
And wait, next accelerate, that jet black machine.
Come on,
I
say.
Miss a day. I never make that lady wait. I never thought she'd even wait for that jet black machine. Jet black machine. And wait next, accelerate that jet black machine. Come on, Dad, I got a machine. Woo! We move way down by the sky. It's moving, very cool. We gonna move on by. Come on, Mama, make that ass sweet. Oh, my machine is always getting black. It's very cool. Woo! Come on, Mama.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that was Vince Taylor and the Playboys there with Jet Black Machine. Counting backwards, we heard the Medallions and Speeding, Johnny Roan, Drag Strip Baby, Oscar Mollie, Roll, Hot Rod Roll, slightly scratched up version of that, Alabama Kid, Rockin' Jalopy. The requests weren't the songs, the requests were the sound bites. We always get requests for, we didn't get to one sound bite, we had a request for some,
some Dayton fool wanted to hear the,
Let Me Smell It, but unfortunately it got a little problem with it. Anyway,
sorry about your pause
button,
buddy.
Straighten it out by next week.
Yep.
Anyway, let's see. Don't forget tonight, Johnny Powers, the A-Bones, the great Gaylord over at Brownies. And Sleepy LaBeef with Simon and the Bar Sinisters over at the Continental Divide. Bobby Womack at Shramps, the Fleshless Tones of Maxwell's. Next week, me and Sal will be back with our 4th of July barbecue special. 2 weeks, Nitro Nick Tosh's for the Elvis Dino connection. 3 weeks, Billy Miller for the audio portion of Kix Magazine, number 7 or 8, whatever number they're on. And Wild Girls up next. Thank you, Abruch.
Thank you very much.
Your sparkling personality shines through as always.
I just wish I could have been here.
Yeah. The Lord, the Crick.
You know.
You know.
Route 9.
New Jersey.
Oh, boy. Late, late show. Here I come.